Now I have something to share with you. It's not easy, but I'll just read this. After Ministry and Council's meeting on 11-21-07, they came to a consensus that it would not be in the best interest of the church to make the recommendation to monthly meeting to extend any pastoral contract to me at the completion of my current contract. Amy and I felt that it, in the effort to preserve peace and unity in the meeting and not initiate any unnecessary tension within the body as a whole, it was in the best interest of the body for us to tender our resignation immediately and forego any monthly meeting discussion or debate concerning my pastoral contract. And I want to read my letter to you all. To our brothers and sisters in Christ, whom we dearly love, recently Amy and I have been praying and searching out God's will in a lot of areas of our lives. One of those areas has been whether or not we sense God's continued calling upon us to remain at Bangor Liberty Friends, or if He is releasing us from the call He placed on our lives back in May of 2005 to come here and minister. A lot of things have changed since then. Specifically, we realized through prayer and the intervention of a dear friend that I had an issue that was and had been affecting my ministry very deeply. Since being confronted with this fact, I have sought out and pursued counseling with a professional Christian counselor to aid in sorting out this issue. Counseling is going great, and I am making wonderful progress. That notwithstanding, it seems that during the time between the onset of this issue becoming a problem and my facing up to it, too much damage in the area of trust and confidence in me as a pastor and as a friend has developed in several people of the church. It is we, Amy and I, feel in the best interest of the church that we follow God's leading and resign our pastorate immediately effective 6/30/08 for fear that our staying may cause more harm to the body than good, given the recent history of pastoral changes and the reasoning thereof. Both Amy and I love the rural Midwest and will be seeking another pastorate in the rural Midwestern setting. We currently have no direction or leads in that respect, but do know that Amy will be staying on at Cargill in the interim, and God willing, transferring out to another Cargill facility when we find the next pasture to which God is calling us. Rest assured that I will fulfill every day of my remaining commitment to God and the body here at Bangor Liberty Friends with full devotion and enthusiasm. Thank you for all your love and care for our family. We sincerely do appreciate everything you have done to help us grow in our ministry. We will miss each and every one of you dearly. We could not have asked for a more loving church family. With sincere love and sadness, Dean E. Lambden, Pastor Amy J. Lambden, Emily and Hannah. And if any of you have any questions or whatever, myself, Rick Bachman, and John Good will stay after service here in the sanctuary to try to answer those as best we can.
As Rick and I and Dean have discussed proceedings, felt that it was good, or would be good, if we could have a time of prayer before we dismiss again this morning. Hadn't talked this part over with Dean, but if you want to all stand, please. Lord, we do thank you for Dean and Amy and family as they have been with us these past few years and the ministry that they have provided. Lord, we do indeed ask for that peace that only you can provide. As we've discussed this week, to help make this decision easier to seek your peace. Lord, we also thank you for the church body. As they seek peace in this decision, we also want to pray, especially that looking to this time that lies ahead for us as a church body and having Dean and Amy with us, that we can look at some of those things and address those things, that we can truly grow together more as a body. Individually, as pastors, as church members, as a church group. We just ask that you truly be with us in this time. Amen.